Shares is a Chanishmas Tzvi Yaakov ben Elio, David ben Shmuel Shmelka, Aaron ben Moshe Ruvain, and Fredel Bas Avram Elio HaKohen. Wanted to segue from our discussion of the mitzvah of Zachar to some of the Boba Yom Purim mitzvos. So we'll begin with the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, which the Ramah tells us in the very beginning of Siman Tafresh Tzadi Hei. It's a mitzvah laharbos b'seudas Purim. It's a mitzvah to have a seuda on Purim, but to be marbe b'seuda, to have more than just a regular seuda. But says the Ramah, with one seuda, you can be yotze the mitzvah. So although it's a mitzvah laharbos, but with one seuda, that is sufficient. The Ramah then tells us that this mitzvah of Seudas Purim, one is supposed to fulfill dafka b'yom, during the day. And there is nonetheless a mitzvah, or it's an appropriate recommendation, to eat at night as well. So writes the Ramah, it's appropriate to eat at night as well. But the ikar mitzvah of Seudas Purim is dafka during the day. And in that regard, the Ramah then comments as follows. He says, the minog is to have the Seudas Purim after mincha on Purim day. However, he cautions us that rov ha-seuda tzricha lios biyom, the majority of the Seuda should be while it's still day. He says, unlike those that start the Seuda just towards the end of the day, and the Ikar Seuda ends up being already Leil Tesvav. That says Ramah is not appropriate. The Ikar Seuda is supposed to be during the day, so we daven mincha while it's earlier in the afternoon, and that gives us opportunity to have the Ikar Seuda, the main part of the Seuda, during the day. What is the requirements of this Seuda? So the first question is, does the Seuda require bread? Nafkamina would be not just in terms of whether I have to have bread or not, but also if I forget to say Alanisim in the Seuda, so I have to repeat benching. We know that in general, Hilchas Brachas Amazon, whenever there's a chiyuv to eat bread on a particular day, be it Yom Tif, be it Shabbos, if you forget in the benching to say the Yalav Yavo or the Ritzeh, you have to bench again. So when I bench on Purim and I say my Brachas Amazon, if I neglect to say the Alanisim, do I have to repeat the benching or not? In Shmon Esrei, I don't repeat Shmon Esrei. No need to repeat it if you forget Al Nisim. How about Berachas Hamazon? So Al Chor depends upon the Shaila. If there's an obligation to eat bread in the Seuda, then I have to repeat Berachas Hamazon if I neglect to say Al Nisim. If there's no obligation to eat bread, then I wouldn't have to repeat Berachas Hamazon if I forget to say the Al Nisim. And the Mishnah Berurah here, in Tuf Reish Sadi Hey in Sif Gimel, tells us that there's a Machlokas Achronim. If you forget to say Al Nisim in Berachas Hamazon of Purim, some say you have to repeat Berachas Hamazon, some say you don't have to repeat it. Safek Brachas Lahakel, Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a Machlokas Achronim, whether there's a Chiyuv to eat Pas or not, so we are makel that one does not need to repeat Berachas Hamazon if one forgot to say the Al Nisim in the Berachas Hamazon. So that's with regard to the Chiyuv to eat bread. It seems to be a Machlokas Achronim, whether one's required to eat bread or not. And Lamaisa, if one forgets to say Al Nisim in the benching, because it's a machlokas, if bread is a requirement, one does not need to repeat the Birchas Hamazon if one forgets the Al Nisim. Aside from the bread, second Shaila, one looks in the Ramah, and the Ramah says, just mitzvah laharbos besudas Purim. That's all he says. He doesn't give you any specific ingredients for the recipe. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, says the following. It says, Ketzad chova su'uda zu, what's the nature of this obligation to eat a su'udas Purim? Sheyochal basar, says the Rambam. One has to eat meat. V'yisakein su'uda no'e kefi ha'shatim si'ado, put together as nice a meal as you can afford. v'shoseyayin, and one drinks wine, ad sheyishtaker v'yerodem b'shichrus, until he becomes intoxicated and falls asleep in that state of intoxication. Now the wine component of the Suda, that the Shulchan Aruch does quote, chayv inish, levesume bepuria, ad liyada, bein arham and lebarach Mordechai. The basar component, for whatever reason, Shulchan Aruch omits that. But in the Rambam, it's explicit that one is supposed to eat basar at the Su'udas Purim. Now, basar is traditionally in halacha associated with the mitzvah of simcha, which would then explain very well why this is a requirement of this Su'udah, because the Su'udah of Purim is, of course, a kiyum of the pasuk Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. The feast is supposed to be one that is characterized by and generates a feeling of simcha. So if basar v'yayin, we know, are always those two items that are associated with simcha. V'yayin is samach levav enosh. Basar also is a component of the mitzvah of simchas yomtov in general. So it makes a lot of sense that the basar and the yayin are key components of the Su'udas Purim, because the Su'udas Purim is supposed to be a form of demonstrating one's simcha, which tangentially is an interesting idea, in that the simcha of Purim differs from the simcha of other Yomim Tovim. Other Yomim Tovim, we know, you can't get married on Yom Tov. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We know that other Yomim Tovim terminate Shiva, because mourning, Avelus, can't coexist with a Yom Tov. Why? Because Avelus is an emotion that is not compatible with Simcha, and because on Yom Tov is mitzvah of Simcha, so it automatically terminates any sort of Avelus of Shiva or of Shloshim. Yet by Purim, those two halachas don't apply. Purim doesn't terminate Shiva, number one. Number two, there's no issur of getting married on Purim. So whereas when it comes to Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov means you can't get married, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, it means you terminate Shiva, you terminate Shloshim. By Purim, which is, in our minds, if anything, tremendous day of Simcha, we don't find those halachos. There is no issur of getting married, of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha on Purim. There's no din that Purim terminates Shiva, terminates Shloshim. So an interesting distinction between Yom Tov and Purim, even though there's a mitzvah of Simcha on both, yet apparently it's not exactly synonymous. And despite the fact that Rambam says that the Suda of Purim consists of basar v'yayin, which just sounds like a Suda of Yom Tov, nonetheless, there's clearly a distinction between the Simcha of Purim and the Simcha of Yom Tov, which is an interesting insight. And a number of Achronim suggest, Rav Bezalel Zolti, for example, Rav Arizef Hamaranchik, also quoting the Brisker Rav, that apparently, whereas on a regular Yom Tov of Shalosh Regalim, the entire day is inherently a day of Simcha, and therefore there can't be at any point throughout the day a Chasana or a Velus, because the day itself of Shalosh Regalim is a day of Simcha. On Purim, it appears that the day itself is not inherently a day of Simcha. You could count Purim towards Shiva of Avelus. You could get married at some point on Purim. The day itself is not inherently a day of Simcha, as is a day of Shalosh Regalim Yomim Tovim. On Purim, the mitzvah of Simcha is rather generated and fulfilled through the Su'udah specifically, as opposed to viewing the whole day of Purim as a inherently day of Simcha like a Yom Tov day. On Purim, the Simcha is expressed, manifest in, and fulfilled specifically through the Su'udah that one eats on Purim day. So in that sense, there's an interesting distinction between Purim, Simchas Purim, and the Simcha of Yomim Tovim. But getting back to the Rambam, it's clear from the Rambam that one is supposed to eat basar during the Su'udas Purim, and that one should drink wine during the Su'udas Purim. Another interesting distinction, the Rambam writes that shoseyayin ad sheyishtaker v'yeyrodem b'shichrus, that one drinks wine until he becomes intoxicated and then falls asleep in that state of intoxication. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah is very clear, according to the Chai Adam, that this din of Chayav Enish Levesume can never come at the expense of brachos or mitzvos. So the Rambam says, Ad sheyishtaker v'yeyrodem b'shichrus, probably means that you're a little a little tired. You know, you haven't been totally knocked out that you can't do the mitzvahs properly. That the Bialach is very clear. Bialach quotes the Meiri. He quotes the Chai Adam. Chai Adam says as follows. Chai Adam says that Hayodea ba'atzmo sheyizalzel oz b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvos b'ntila sedayim u'bracha u'bracha samazon or shlo yispal mincha o'mariv. Somebody knows that because of the shichrus, he's not going to say a bracha, he has to say, he's not going to daven, he's going to neglect one of those mitzvos. Mutov shelo yishtaker. Clear. Then you don't get in any way intoxicated. Presumably the Rama means that you just got a little impacted by the wine that, you know, you want to put your head down and you want to go to sleep, but you're still in a frame of mind to say the bracha samazon properly. An interesting ha'ara. This also quoted by Ayazef Hamaranchik in his Emek Bracha, B'Shem Briska Rav. Others say this as well. The Sfas Emes, I believe, says this in his Chedushim al Hashas. The mitzvah of Chai Venish Levesume B'Purya Ad Deloyada means not that I'm obligated to get intoxicated so much so that I no longer can distinguish between Arham and Baruch Mordechai, but rather the following. That there is a mitzvah to be mesameach on Purim in the Seudah by drinking. And that mitzvah remains in place only up until that point that I would get to that stage of intoxication. That ad l'yada is not the definition of the chiyuv. You must get to that point. But rather, it's the p'tur. If you've gotten to that point, you no longer have any mitzvah of shosi yayin. Meaning, you fulfill a mitzvah of shesias yayin throughout the Seudah. And once you hit that point, then there's no longer a mitzvah. But it's not that you're not mekayim mitzvah until you get there. You're mekayim mitzvah so long as you drink during the suda. But that ad deloyada is the ad v'lo ad bechlal, as some achronim explain it, or it's the p'tur from the mitzvah. It's not the description of the chiyuv. The Emek Bracha of Hamaranchik suggests that this might be meduik in the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Ketzer chovas su'udizu, she yochal basar, he should eat meat. He doesn't say vishe yishte yayin and he should drink wine. He says vishose yayin, which is a lashon hove, present tense. Meaning, during the suda, there's an ongoing drinking of wine. Achi yishtaker is, but only up until that point. Once you hit that point, then that chiv, that mitzvah, is no longer relevant because at that point already, there's no longer mitzvah in place. Not that that's the chiv to get to that point, according to the Briska Rav, but that's the p'tur, at which point you no longer have a chiyuv in place at all any longer.